coming. You're listening to EAA Radio. I'm Afterburner Al, and joining me now for the first time this year is Eric and Eric.
They yes, that's who we are.
Yeah, and I'm Eric. He's Eric.
Yeah. Oh, and you're Eric, and you're Eric. And they'll be your host for the Traffic Jam, which begins right after the air show today, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. They'll be kind of doing several different things, free-form interviews with luminaries around the convention grounds, plus grading landings, amongst other things.
Don't forget the accordion concert.
And the accordion concert. But
backed by popular demand, there'll be a duet with
Jerry.
With Jerry, yeah. The one-man band.
We'll have to put those pictures on the website. But anyway, we're here to talk with Freddie Vernell. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
Freddie, welcome. And what is your occupation?
I'm an engineer at the FAA.
Very well. And welcome to AirVenture 2007. Sorry you couldn't make it.
Well, I know, but thank you for having me over the airwaves, though.
But the reason we're having you on, it piqued our interest, is because you won a contest as the funniest federal employee or the funniest Fed.
Yes.
And you're a stand-up comedian on the side.
Yes, I am, for 3 years.
And
excellent. and people think that the FAA doesn't have a sense of humor. You know?
Let me tell you, the FAA is funny. The government's hilarious. It's a hilarious group of people, trust me.
It's probably a never-ending source of material. It seems like there's always somebody doing something that could be a basis for comedy material.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, the funny thing is I don't do government humor. I don't at all. Like, you know, if I'm asked to do so at a government function, which I haven't been because people are just finding out that I'm a comedian.
So you don't use the, I'm from the FAA, I'm not happy until you're not happy?
Exactly. No.
Yeah, if there was an organization that begged to be made fun of, it's pretty much the FAA, you know.
Well, so, you know, there's some political stuff in that too, you know. They do give me a nice W-2 form, so.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm not going to cut my throat.
Well, that would be bad. We'd like to keep you employed, so.
Oh, yeah.
Because our radio station budget is not very high, so you're not going to make a whole lot off of the all-expense-paid phone call that we're giving you this morning.
Okay. I hope this is quick, because I got to get back to surfing the net.
Right, of course.
Well, we're sitting here surfing as we...
So have you ever been to AirVenture Oshkosh?
No, I haven't. I've heard of it, but I've never had the opportunity to go. I've never... I do a lot of stuff with the Technical Women's Organization. They're different organizations. So, you know, they budget you to go to maybe two a year. So, but maybe next year I'll look into that.
I was curious. So what are some of the basis or material that you use in your act?
Oh, man. I use a lot of, I'm clean, number one, which is hard. It's very hard to be clean, you know. But, right. I have a clean act, and I talk about everything from comparing, you know, how expensive a pocketbook is and how I wouldn't pay that much for a pocketbook unless it was made out of my ex-boyfriend. You know, little things like that. I try to, you know, have a unique spin on things, and, you know, because with comedy, a lot of stuff is overdone, and, you know, and then I'm a physical comic, too. I really love Lucille Ball. I wasn't born when she came out, but still I watch the rerun. So I'm really physical with a lot of things I do, and I think that for the contest that made me different.
And it's hard to do physical comedy on the radio. We've tried that, and me tripping over myself and falling down doesn't go over so well.
You can only drop the trash can so many times.
But so many times, right?
I was curious, what specifically do you do in your work? Is it some field work or mostly in the office?
Well, initially I was in the field, and now I do a lot of administrative stuff, and I do go to different, you know, sites and stuff to work on different projects. But basically it's more of a management thing now
in my career. Civil engineer or electrical? What's your specialty?
I'm industrial and systems, yeah.
Now you can tell you're at Oshkosh because we want specifics on the engineer.
Right.
Yeah, and I have to be careful, too, because there are a lot of guidelines via the contest that we can't, you know, say too much of what we do kind of thing and stuff. And you know what's funny? Everything I've done has been on the DL. No one has, you know, it's really shocking people to see me on TV locally here and see me in the Washington Post. It's shocked a lot of people.
How did the contest come about? Who sponsored it?
It was sponsored by Kaiser Permanente, and they're just one of the sponsors. And Naomi Johnson is the promoter, and she's a comic herself. And she just thought that she used to be government, so she thought this would be a great, you know, we're in a city that's full of feds, so why not have a competition like that? And she's going to branch it out to New York. So I'll be in New York for the New York Comedy Festival, Underground Comedy Festival. That's a big comedy festival, and I'll be performing there. And hopefully we'll crown somebody in the New York area as well.
And then there will be a big throwdown across the country as far as who's the best federal employee.
Yeah, it's going to be a big thing because it was unexpected for it to catch on like it did. And, I mean, literally every night was sold out when we had the competition here. It was like 6 weeks, and every night was sold out. It was incredible.
We need to get her booked for Theater in the Woods next year.
Yes, we would love to have that. We had a
Theater in the Woods. That sounds kind of scary. Am I going to come out of the Theater in the Woods?
No, it's an Oshkosh tradition. The Theater in the Woods is our big amphitheater here on the convention grounds.
Okay.
It's in a very nice setting. The woods are actually across the street now. But the Theater in the Woods is a nightly program and a mixture of presentations about aviation and then some entertainment as well. And they actually had a Comic-Con last night. And so hopefully next time when you're included in the travel budget, you'll be able to maybe we'll book you in.
Well, that would be great. I would love to come and perform right after someone talks about thermodynamics for 30, 40 minutes. That'll be great.
You'd be surprised the capacity of some people to listen to that here at this convention.
I'm still trying to wake up from a lot of those briefings, so I do understand how that is.
She does work for the FAA.
Yep.
Well, Freddie, thanks very much for joining us and taking a little of your time out of your day. And it makes sense in Washington to have a funniest Fed comedy contest because it's so pervasive that that's the occupation there.
Yeah,
just lots
yeah.
of material.
Yes.
Loads, guys. And I can't wait to share some of that funny with you. So we'll look into that.
We'll extend an invitation next time. Thanks
well,
very
thank
much, Freddie.
Thank you. It's been real. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. You're listening to EAA Radio.